You're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station.
Breakout Radio Church, now having church services daily at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Central Time. Now, here is Pastor Deo Gentry.
Okay, thank you very much, Michael Schoenborn. We're on the radio. Welcome all of our people that are attending Breakout Radio Church on breakoutradiochurch.com or bpnradio.com or TuneIn Radio or Facebook Live. So anyhow, it's going to be a great day. And Gene and I were just talking to our Facebook friends, but now, of course, we're talking to people all across America and around the world. I want to welcome all of our Breakout Radio Church members.
Yes.
Boy, we're growing in membership, Gene.
Yes, we are. We're so thankful for all of you.
Yeah, I was up this morning praying for our members, asking God to bless you, and
yes.
We bless you. So we're just going to pray. Father, Gene and I set ourselves in agreement here today at Breakout Radio Church. It's going to be a great day, and we're thankful for members in 22 different states in America.
Yes.
And 6 different nations as our membership continues to grow. We're very, very thankful and grateful for this privilege to be able to minister to so many, many people, so many people groups across America and around the world. And we are so blessed today.
We just pray the
will of God be done today. And, of course, we're broadcasting live here at 8 a.m. Central Time. But if you're watching by Facebook or you want to tell your friends, this service will be replayed throughout the day on Facebook. And this service will be replayed every day this week at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. And so we have church every day. And we are so very, very thankful and grateful. And, of course, we are a trans-local, worldwide church comprised of members in many different geographical locations across America and around the world who are not attending church, don't have a pastor, responding to Jesus' command to go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. And we're able to do that in a day.
It's amazing.
It used to take us quite a while, didn't it?
It did. Going to one church at a time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and now we just get to go to so many, many places in one day. And we are, of course, a house of prayer for all nations. Father, we just pray the will of God be done here today.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, however you lead us, however you guide us, however you direct us, we pray your will, plan, and purpose be done today. We pray that you'd anoint our spiritual ears to hear. We pray that you'd anoint our spiritual eyes to see. We pray that you would anoint our hearts to receive.
Yes.
We thank you for it and believe you for it. And we, Gene and I, are so very, very grateful to be able to lead Breakout Radio Church.
Yes, we are.
A different kind of a church, but we know that we're responding to the voice of the Lord and to our assignment. So we just pray the will of God be done today. May lives be touched and changed and transformed. In Jesus' name,
yes.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Well, we have a spiritual grandson, Leland Mooring, and he's going to lead us in a praise song. And it's just going to be a good day. We're just going to open our hearts, and we're just going to praise him because he's worthy. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endureth to all generations. And Leland, of course, he and his family started traveling with us 1999, about almost 18 years ago.
Yes, when he was 11 years old.
Yeah, and he's done well. And we've been praying for Leland's throat. He's had some problems with his throat, and we're just believing for complete healing.
Yes,
so he's going to sing The Lion and the Lamb, and we're just going to praise and worship God. Are you ready, Gene?
I'm ready.
I'm going to get over here, and I'm going to turn the song on. I'm going to turn it on, and Leland, he's going to sing The Lion and the Lamb. So here we go, and we're going to praise him. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. many of you believe? Every knee will bow, every tongue will confess. Amen?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For who can stop the Lord Almighty? Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Who can stop the Lord Almighty? No one. Who can stop singing?
Bless you today, Lord. Hallelujah. Come on in. Help me praise him. Lord, we praise bless him. You today.
Yes, we do.
We magnify you, O God.
Magnify
Hallelujah.
Him.
You're an awesome God, mighty God. We praise you and honor you.
Yes, we do.
And bless you. Hallelujah. We know that we can sing our praises, but we can shout our praises. If we shout our praises unto you, O God,
for
you are a good God. You are an awesome God. You are a mighty God. We have choices today to be sad or mad or glad, but we choose to be glad. We know today that the joy of the Lord is our strength today. Hallelujah. And it comes through praising him. So, God, we praise you. You are worthy of our praise. You are worthy of our adoration. And we honor you today and magnify you and glorify your name today. Here at Breakout Radio Church
on
a hot August morning. Hallelujah. From Austin, Texas to the nation and the nations of the world. Well, God has laid a very special message in my heart. I've been meditating on this since last Tuesday night, laying in bed. The Holy Spirit just began to give me revelation concerning part two. And I will, I'll be preaching that sermon, but my assistant, spiritual son, Ian Kieber, is going to come and he's going to receive our tithes and contributions. He has some things that God has put in his heart. So, Ian, come on, if you will. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you, Dale, so much. Gosh, what a blessing this this church is, this ministry. Again, just the ability to get out there and break the boundaries of walls down where, you know, anybody listening in their car, on their cell phones, on their computers, you know, everybody's got a handheld device now where they can just receive the message, receive the word of God. And to hear you preach, Pastor Dale, is just a blessing for all of us. So thank you. You know, as we move into a place of response for you guys, we're doing a little early today, but something's been laid on my heart today. I was reading this great book called Evangelpreneur, and it really is a book that has requires some critical thinking, asking us to as believers to start to think differently. And something really stood out to me in this book where it said that obviously the church body in America is struggling financially. You know, a lot of people in America are suffering from the chains of debt. They're suffering from just, you know, not being wise with their money, not following biblical standards and biblical truths with their finances. And one of the main things that I took away that I really was on my heart to share today is that You know, he was specifically in this chapter. Let me see. He actually was the author of the book, said he had dinner with the president of the Charlotte Christian Chamber of Commerce. And the president of the Christian Chamber of Commerce was telling him that a dollar spent in an Islamic business will be re-spent in that community over 24 times before it leaves the community. Now, similarly, in a Jewish community, in Jewish businesses, it's that same dollar spent 12 times over in the Jewish community. Yet, when it comes to Christian communities, the Christian spending and support, a dollar would only be spent once in a Christian business before it leaves the community and enters the secular marketplace. Now, I just, you know, that really struck me because oftentimes as we walk through life with our dollars, we don't realize the power that our dollars have to continue to build God's kingdom, right? And if we're not being conscious with how we spend our dollars and where we spend our dollars, then it's just going places where it may not be supportive of what you stand for and what you believe in as a believer. And so I want to encourage all of you out there to this week, this month, this year, you know, take special care and attention to what your dollars are doing, where they're going, and how they're impacting your community and your faith. Are your dollars really an extension of your beliefs? And if so, perhaps we need to seek out those businesses that are other church members, right? Members in the churches that we attend on a regular basis, that we need to seek out businesses that are outwardly sharing the message of God. And yes, Chick-fil-A is one of them. I think it's probably one of the most famous ones, and Hobby Lobby. And, you know, some of those businesses that we may attend or visit every once in a while. But look at how you're spending your money on a day-to-day basis. Find out who those businesses are on Amazon that you're purchasing from. Who are the people? Where is that dollar going to? Again, is that going to a business that is an extension of your heart and your beliefs? Because it's vitally important for us to pay attention to how that money is being spent. Because as we you know, obviously support businesses inside of the church, if we support each other's businesses, that's more money that's going to be spent on building God's kingdom. The tithes and offerings will increase. The amount of giving goes up. The opportunity for somebody who shares the heart and the mission that with you as a believer will have an opportunity to give more money, to send Bibles to a place that needs Bibles, or to, you know, increase women's studies across this world, or perhaps to end human trafficking, right? So be aware of where your dollars are being spent this week. So again, you know, this program, this message here, Breakout Radio Church and Breakout Ministries of BPN Radio is solely supported by the listeners, by you. And we just want to thank all of you out there who are regular tithes and contributors to BPN in this program. And just want to again, encourage you to continue to keep building this, because we believe strongly in our heart that what we're doing is again, an assignment from God that's being put forth through this radio network and through the radio station and across Facebook Live. Gosh, what a blessing that is. But it is your contributions and tithes and offerings that do continue to build this ministry. So if it's on your heart and you're feeling led to give today, head to Breakout to bpnradio.com. That's www.bpnradio.com. Scroll to the bottom and you're going to see a small donate button down there that allows you to use a credit or debit card and go to PayPal and actually contribute to this ministry through PayPal. And whether it's $1, $2, $10, $1,000, $10,000, whatever your feeling led to give will help this ministry continue to grow. If you prefer to send a check, and I'm not sure if I don't have that up here, but if where's what's that?
Right there.
Right here. Okay. Wait, where am I at?
Right up.
Up, up, up. Oh, sorry. Yes. I apologize. All right. So if you prefer to give via check, go ahead and make that check out to Breakout Ministries and address your envelope to P.O. Box 91985. And that's in Austin, Texas, zip code of 78709. Again, that's Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. Or head to BPN Radio and, again, head down to the donate button and you can contribute through PayPal. So we just, again, are grateful for all of you that are out there watching and viewing and sharing and liking. And for all of those who are regular contributors, just what a blessing you've been to this ministry and to, again, furthering the assignment that's been laid on Dale and Jean's heart. So we just want to thank you for letting me, you know, speak into your life today. And what a great opportunity. Thank you. Pastor Dale.
Okay. Thank you, Ian Kieber. That's very, very good. And I'm so thankful that we have an opportunity to be a part of this kingdom, these end times that we're able to reach out across America and around the world. And I was just looking at the list of nations that we have been sowing into: Jamaica, Haiti, Romania, Russia, Belgium, Vietnam, Israel, Burundi, Africa, Malawi, Africa, France, Germany, England, Scotland, Ireland, Congo, Africa, Kenya, Africa, Marshall Islands, Canada, India, Cambodia, Bahamas. We've been able to sow into so many, many nations of the world. And of course, Breakout Ministry supports other ministries around the world on a monthly basis, because we believe that we are a translocal worldwide church and that God has called us to sow into the nations of the world. That was a great presentation, a great word, Ian, and I want to take an opportunity right now to give you an opportunity to give. You can go to the donate button, or you can be writing your check. And of course, we know that Breakout Radio Church is supported by our members, our prayer partners, our friends, particularly the members of Breakout Radio Church. And we appreciate your faithfulness and your generosity to give. And this week we had a major need in our Breakout Radio Church family. There was a couple in our church that desperately needed $800 this week, and they're very faithful givers and tithers. And so Gene and I pray, we just felt like we would call all of our members and give them an opportunity to give. And the need was met, and we're very, very thankful and grateful for those of you that responded, because I do believe that we are to help one another. And there was a young lady named Tiffany, and she sent me a testimony. She made a contribution to meet this need. She said, "Thank you for all that you do to radiate God's love and share His word. I pray that God multiplies the offering. I do have a prayer request. Just today, my car went into the shop and the bill is $2,600. I'm praying and believing for God's financial provision, and the insurance company somehow finds a way to cover it." Well, I got a testimony the next day. She said, "Praise God, the insurance paid the entire $2,600 bill." So she sowed a small seed and got a major return. It doesn't always happen that quickly, but God can do it any way He wants to. And so Tiffany was rejoicing that she sowed a seed and got a good return. And that's what it's all about. It's all about giving and receiving. And so that's another wonderful testimony. Father, we just pray right now. I just pray right now that You would bless the people that are giving in Jesus' name, as they write their checks to Breakout Ministry, and as they go to to use their debit card, the donate button, with their debit card, PayPal, credit card. I pray that You would bless them abundantly. I pray that You would bless them bountifully as they're faithful to give of their tithes and their contributions. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, while you give, I'm going to have my spiritual grandson, Leland, to come back and sing a song that I was able to help him write. And it's called "Only One Life, It Will Soon Be Past. Only What's Done for Christ Will Last." And it's gonna dovetail into my sermon today, what God has put in my heart. So as you give today, here is Leland to sing, and then I'm going to preach as you give. God bless you.
To worship with you again, Dale.
All right, come on in to worship.
Worship again.
All right,
praise Him.
We have only one life, and it soon will pass. And only what's done for Christ will last. Jesus, You can use me. Away, but and it soon will pass, and only what's done for Christ will last. Jesus, you can use me, Lord.
Okay, very, very grateful. Very thankful, very grateful for Leland's song there, For Your Glory. Well, I'm going to share a passage of Scripture this week. I started last week sharing what I said was the most important sermon I'd preached this year, and I'm going to preach part two of that. Last Sunday, I talked about death. And because all of us, the Bible says, are going to die. And this Sunday, I'm talking about life. So I preached last Sunday about how each of us are going to be accountable in this life for our time, our money, our talents, and our God assignments, that each of us are going to die. But before we die, we live. And we live not just to have a good job or make a lot of money or have a big bank account or have a good retirement fund, take a cruise or pay for a home. We don't live just to make it till Friday. We could have been born any time in history past. We could have been born any time in history future. But here we are alive and well in 2017. And we are living and breathing in order not to just go through life, but we are here to live life. Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. So we are here to live the abundant life. And we're not alone. When we came out of our mother's womb, we came out with a design and we came out with a plan. And the plan, according to the book of Jeremiah, is a good plan. To give us what? A future and a hope. And so last week I talked about how you're to use what God has put in your hand, your time, your money, your talents, and your assignments. And of course, you use all three, your time, money, and your talents in order to fulfill your assignments. And so Jesus, you know, Jesus talked a lot about assignments. In fact, he gave a corporate assignment to his disciples before he departed. Mark 16, he said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. And that is in the book of Mark. But in Matthew and Luke, he expresses it a little bit different. But anyhow, he gave his, he said in Matthew 28:19, he says it like this, go and make disciples in all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. So he was giving them assignments before he ever left. And it's like a teacher in a classroom before their students leave in the afternoon, the teacher will say, now here's your assignment for tomorrow. So assignments are very, very important. And I'm going to talk about our God assignments. And our God assignments always prevents us from just going through life, hoping that someday we're going to make it. But Jesus desires for us to live the abundant life. And the way that we live the abundant life is that we understand and know and discern, are able to carry out our assignments, a full revelation of why we were born, and our life assignments presented to us, given to us, and we complete them. And one day, hearing him that sits on the throne say to each of us, well done, good and faithful servant. Come on in and enjoy the fruits of your labor that you had on earth. So, what is an assignment? And how does an assignment begin? Webster says that an assignment is the allocation of a job or a task to someone, a task or post to which one has been appointed, a task, job, duty, mission, consignment. An assignment is our reason for living. It's our reason for living. and the time, the money, the talents that we invest with those three things bring us into the fourth thing, which is, I talked about last Sunday, our assignment. You know, one of Gene and I's favorite television series is Highway to Heaven. And Jonathan Smith, which is played by Michael Landon, is an angel who's been stripped of his wings and is now on probation, sent to Earth. He meets and pairs up with his human partner and friend, Mark Gordon, who is Victor French. Jonathan and Mark are given assignments by the boss, i.e. God, where they're required to use their humanity to help various troubled souls overcome their problems. All around losers who are encouraged to find their self-worth. People coping with loss of families, such as war widows. Parsons who are struggling to lead their flocks. Greedy businessmen being encouraged to use their wealth for good. Activists who were exploiting problems such as civil rights for their own personal gain. Small-time crooks or organized crime members being warned about their future in hell. Discouraging prejudice in regard to people of different races. Socioeconomic backgrounds and disabilities. All a part of what these two men have declared and declare on each of these episodes as their assignment. They keep referring to their assignment in life. So I want to share with you today some things before I pray. What I've learned over the years, Gene and I now celebrating 50 years in full-time ministry, what I have learned over these 50 years concerning God assignments. Number one, your God assignment will start out small. So the Bible tells us that we are not to despise the day of small things or small beginnings. It starts out small, and it may appear in the beginning not to be very important, very unimportant, it may seem. The Bible says here in 1 Kings chapter 17, and Elijah the Tishbite of the inhabitants of Gilead said to Ahab, "As the Lord God of Israel lives, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years except at my word." So he started out not as the great prophet Elijah. It just said Elisha the Tishbite. The Tishbite does not appear to be a very important town. It's not mentioned anywhere else in the Bible. So evidently Elijah came from a small town, from an humble beginning, from a very insignificant place. But though your beginning is small, the Bible said, the latter end shall be great. So Elijah, he had an assignment with the king of Israel, but that's not where he started. He started in a little town called Zarephath, and his assignment was to go and minister to a widow woman and her kinfolks. That does not sound very impressive, to go to a little town, minister to a widow woman and her kinfolks. But Elijah stayed there throughout the 3.5 years of drought, ministering to them and seeing the miracle hand of God work in that situation. And so before he ministered to the king, he had to minister to the little widow woman. And so, but he was very faithful. So it's very, very important that you start out small and you are faithful to your assignment. And you say, well, how can I know this is my assignment? How do I get started? I'll address that in a few moments. Just wait a few minutes. Hold your horses, please. So he goes and starts his assignment on a small basis, but he ends up being a major player in the land of Israel. The second thing to remember about your assignment, that it is more than just a good idea. There are some people think, well, I've just got an idea, and I believe that is going to be my assignment. But a good idea must not be substituted for a God assignment. You can't substitute just a job or just making a living in a place as an assignment. You might need to work to help support your assignment, such as being a faithful member of your church working at a job so you have money to give to support your family, your pastor, and your church. But you cannot go and just randomly pick and choose your assignments, because most of your assignments are not really about you. If you think, well, what is this going to profit me? How am I going to profit from this? And what advantage am I going to have if I do this assignment? But most of the time, it's not about you. Most of the time, you are preparing the way for others to fulfill and complete their God assignments. My dad went to a little town that I grew up in, Comanche, Oklahoma, population less than 2,000 people, and when I was only 5 or 6 years old. And I watched how he did it, how he started with just a few people meeting in our home, and how he would get out and visit people, and how he was faithful. And then the next place he went to was just a little town in southwestern Oklahoma. I was a teenager by that time. We only had a few people that came for several months, mostly just my mom and dad and myself and three or four other people. But I watched my dad, how he was faithful to his assignment, even though it was small. He did not know that he was preparing a son that one day would go into the nations of the world to preach the gospel, that would one day lead prayer at the White House on two different occasions, that would speak to governments, that would travel to nations around the globe. But he was preparing me, and I was watching how my father, O.C. Gentry, the original O.C., was being faithful to his assignments, and I said, well, if he can do it, then I can do that. So you can't make an event, and remember that it's you can't pick and choose your assignments, and I'll share a little bit more of that. And you must not confuse. You can't pick and choose your assignments no more than you can pick and choose a hobby to be your assignment. Remember that you cannot make your hobby into an assignment, and you cannot make an event into an assignment. Gene and I lived in England for a short time near singer and songwriter Martin Smith, who led a group called Delirious. And Martin Smith provided Gene and I a small cottage, and we thought that was going to be our assignment, to stay in England and minister, but it was only an event. And after a while, we were called to our next assignment in Roswell, New Mexico, where we spent 5 years working in that assignment. So you cannot make an event and say, well, this event is my assignment. No, you've just got to realize an event is an event, but you can't make it to an assignment. Third of all, you must learn to complete your assignment, knowing that most of the time your assignment will be very challenging. It will not go smoothly. There will always be opposition, as I've said many times. There will always be opposition to your mission. It will not be easy to complete, but you must know that His grace is sufficient. And because of the challenges, you will want to quit or get transferred or just say, Lord, just take me out, like Elijah said, just take me on, David. I don't even want to live. But you must realize that your assignments will not be easy. There will be tests. But completion of that assignment will lead to another assignment. Remember, one assignment is always a precursor to another assignment. One assignment follows on the heels of another assignment. So you must not abort your assignment because of discouragement or difficulties or people dropping out and not helping you or things that you did not, that start happening that you did not anticipate or contemplate. So no jumping ship once you start your assignment. This is what you came into life for. You didn't come just to make a living. You did not come into life just to go through life. You did not come into life just to go to heaven someday. You did not just come into life to get a check on Friday or the 1st and the 15th. You came to be a part of His kingdom, to help God do what He has in His heart to complete as far as the world, the globe, is concerned. So you must complete your assignment. You know, after Gene and I moved from the small town of Rush Springs, Oklahoma, population 1,400. We moved to Dale City, Oklahoma, which is a suburb of Oklahoma City, and we struggled there. I didn't know how to pastor a church there. From a town of 1,400 to a town of 400,000 people, and I just didn't know how to do it. So you got to realize that your assignment that you come into may not be like the other assignment. Even though you've learned some things, it may not look, smell, or appear to be like it was. So Gene and I, we struggled. We moved out of a beautiful home that we had built there in Rush Springs, Oklahoma, into an old parsonage, which was 50 years old. Our dog Blackie cried all the way from Rush Springs to Oklahoma City. She didn't want to move. But we wanted to do the will of God. So things did not go well after a while. Things weren't going well. And one day I received a call from a little town in northeastern Oklahoma, a town of about 5,000 people, had a small university there, Tahlequah, Oklahoma, I'll never forget. And they invited me to come and be their pastor. I told Gene, and we were so excited. We were going to get to leave Dale City. We're going to get to leave Oklahoma City. And we didn't like it there, although we knew that God had put us there. So we thought God was going to let us change locations. But he did not talk about it. Sometimes we just talk to God and he remained silent. Sometimes he talks and sometimes he remains silent. And he would not talk to us about this transition. So after a few days, I knew that I had to call the leadership of the church back in Tahlequah, Oklahoma, and say, we can't come. Can't do it. We stayed in Dale City, but I know now that if I hadn't stayed, I would have missed my major assignment. You got to realize you can miss God, and not only will it will deplete what you could do at that present moment, but it also will abort future things that God has for you. That's why that the steps of a good person, the Bible said, the steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord, step by step by step. That's why we have to get up every morning. Gene and I get up every morning and say, Lord, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, not our will, but your will. And so we could have missed it. And so after a while, we realized that there was a transition taking place. Gene and I's assignment in Oklahoma City had been completed. And we moved to Rockwall, Texas, to work with our longtime friend Larry Lee. The church there was growing. It was one of the fastest growing churches in America. We went there to help him and work at Church on the Rock. We were headed to Phoenix, Arizona, but Gene got a prophetic word on the way to Rockwall to spend some time with our friends there that were leading the church, the Lees, and she said, we're not moving to Phoenix, we're moving to Rockwall. And so I moved to Rockwall. Once again, I was struggling because I'd been the lead pastor for 8.5 years. Hundreds of people called me pastor. Now I was at the bottom of the totem pole. It was a very difficult assignment, the most difficult assignment that I'd ever had, because I was out of my comfort zone. And, you know, an assignment will put you out of your comfort zone, put you amongst people you don't know. And we had a major decrease in our salary and we wanted to leave. In fact, there came a time when the church was starting other churches, and they were starting a church in Sulphur Springs, Texas. And I went to Pastor Larry Lee and I said, would you allow Gene and I to move to Sulphur Springs, 20,000 people, and began a church there? They had a few people wanting to start a church, and I begged him, and he said, no, Dale, you can't leave this assignment. You got to stay here and help me start this Christian school, which for many years had hundreds and hundreds of students. He said, you got to help me do this. You got to help me. And so I stayed there, even though we wanted to go. We knew that we had an assignment there. Even sometimes we'd walk through the neighborhood crying. And one day, the church that I've been pastoring in Oklahoma City, they called. The pastor said to me, would you, Pastor, would you come back to Oklahoma City? Would you come back to Dale City? And the church is not doing it as well. And I'll step down as pastor and be your associate again. And my heart almost burst with excitement. And I said to Gene, we're going to go back to Oklahoma City. It's going to be better there. I don't like it here. This is not good. But once again, God would not talk with me about it. You are not to go back. Many people try to go back to their comfort zone. They said, oh, it was good in those days. We like it back there. The children of Israel, they wanted to go back to the land they came out of. They wanted to go back to Egypt because they had enough food to eat. They were comfortable there, even though there was they were involved in distressing times under the hand of Pharaoh. They said, we got to go back there. But Moses kept saying, no, we got to keep going forward. You must go forward in life. You may say, well, those were the good days, and I'm going to go back there. No, those were not the good days. The good days is where you're at with your God assignment, obeying Him who has called you to do what you are doing at this present time, if you are doing His will, plan, and purpose. Once again, God wouldn't talk to me about going back because we're not to go back. When we go back, we lose our way. When we go back, we abort some of the wonderful things that God has. And you must understand that difficulties and trials is no sign that you miss God. There will always be difficulties along the way. Even when the brook dries up, even though it appears nothing is happening in your business, your job, your life, your ministry, if you know that you are in the will of God, that is the most important thing. That is the major thing about your life. Even though you may not appear to be profitable, even though you may not appear to be fulfilled at the time. And Gene and I in Rockwall, Texas, we were like a fish out of water. It was like we didn't have a place, but we knew that we could not leave. And then one day, Pastor Larry Lee had a major conference. There was about 600 pastors and leaders at the conference. And he introduced me to all of these pastors. And he said, here's a man that does prayer better than I do it. You must have him at your church. And almost overnight, well, by the end of that day, Gene and I were booked in meetings that we stayed booked up for 30 years. And from Rockwall, Texas, we were launched into the nation and the nations of the world. What if I'd gone back to Oklahoma City to my comfort zone? What if I'd turned away? What if I'd gone to Tahlequah when I was supposed to be in Oklahoma City? We can miss it because we have challenges and difficult days. And we say, oh, it was better back then. It was better back in Egypt. When God is saying, no, you got to get across that River Jordan, then I'm going to take you across the Red Sea, then I'm going to take you into promised lands. I'm going to cause you to be very fruitful. Assignments. Assignments. And even though it may be insignificant, Gene and I went to Sacramento, California in 1987 to work for a year with a group of people, several couples who had gotten out of the ministry. We worked with another church there in Sacramento, and then we also continued to travel across America, nations of the world. But every Monday, we would be back to work with those couples who had fallen out of the ministry, dropped out of the ministry, all sorts of things had happened. And after 3 months, Gene and I said, hey, we need to leave. We don't like California. Oh, we have so many friends in California now. We wanted to go back to our comfort zone. But we had made a commitment to stay, and we were not willing to abort our assignment. And so we stayed, and we stayed that year. And some of those couples are still in the ministry today because of our commitment, because of our assignment. It's just a small group of people, but it doesn't make a difference whether it's large or small. In the eyes of God, your faithfulness and obedience is what counts. So don't jump ship on your assignment. Because too many Christians today are looking for a way out of their assignments. Don't look for a way out. Don't just to get up and declare, I'm not going under, I'm going over. I'm going to be a strong finisher. And so You may possibly discover a God assignment from time to time that is quite unfulfilling. You may even question whether you miss God or not. In fact, you may feel that you didn't accomplish much at all. Just like the evangelist Mordecai Ham, who led a revival meeting in Charlotte, North Carolina in 1934 and went away somewhat discouraged because only one person had gotten saved in that meeting. And that one person was Billy Graham. Now you know the rest of the story. So let's don't try to measure our success by what we see with our natural eye. Let's just be obedient to our God assignments and let God determine the results. Remember that God is not trying to make your assignment difficult. And don't you try to make it difficult either. Fourth of all, you must remember that your God assignment comes in three parts. And they work in three-part harmony. Remember, it's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. And that number three is so important. And each God assignment works in harmony with each other, makes room for each other. And so your God assignment might not have three parts to begin with, but eventually it will. And so today, Gene and I are here in Austin working on our assignment, knowing that all he really requires of us is to be faithful to our God assignments. And so we're leading the Breakout Prayer Network, Calling America to Pray. Over 1,200 churches are represented in the Breakout Prayer Network, and over 800 cities are represented in the Breakout Prayer Network. And then second of all, we have BPN Radio, which we started in 2014. And we are leading prayer and broadcasting prayer around the clock on BPN Internet Radio. And then, of course, our third assignment is what we're doing today, and that is Breakout Radio Church. We've been going a little over a year now, and this translocal worldwide church without walls, of course, is comprised of members in many different geographic locations across America and around the world. For people who are not attending church, that don't have a pastor, responding to Jesus' command to go into all the world, preach the gospel to all creation. And of course, we're a house of prayer for all nations. So the three parts of our assignment are working together. Gene and I know that we're in the fourth quarter of our lives. We're in the fourth watch, and we want to be faithful to this assignment so we can hear him say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." And then, of course, be able to share our assignment so that we can help ignite your assignment. So what is your assignment and how can you accomplish your assignment? How can you know it? First of all, you got to spend time at the Brook Cherith. You got to spend time alone with God. God spoke to me in 1966 and said to me, "Son, if you'll give me the first hour of your day, I'll change your life." So I began to get up early in the morning and begin to spend time alone with him. I began to hear his voice. So you need to spend time alone with God. Then you need a word from the Lord concerning your assignment, which you will use as a battle axe when your assignment is challenged. Paul told Timothy, take that prophetic word and do spiritual warfare. And sometimes when things are not working out, you just need to do spiritual warfare with that word. And Elijah, he got a word from God. Go to Zarephath. There's a widow woman there. And so you need a time alone with God. You need a word from God. And he got a word from God. Then you need a vision for that assignment. Without a vision, you perish. And so God has given us a vision. And then you will use that vision to attract partners, because you can't complete your assignment without partners. We cannot complete our assignment at Breakout Ministry without partners, people that believe in us and say, "Dale and Gene, we believe you in you, want to help you." And so you got to have a word from God. You got to have some partners to help you. And then you have got to get started. You got to write the vision down, make it plain. You will attract partners, and then you do the stuff, and God will help you to fulfill your assignments in life, and that's what life is all about. So, Father, I pray right now for those at Breakout Radio Church, attending church today. Lord, I pray that you will bless them. I pray that you will help them fulfill their assignments in life. They will spend time with you, and they will be good. They will be good stewards of their time and their money and their talents, the things that you have put in their hand to complete their assignments. And Lord, I am so thankful for the privilege of being alive here in 2017 to work for you and not to look around and compare myself with other people and say, well, I don't know if I'm doing very much or not. No, I just got to be faithful to what God has put in my hand. And I pray for every church member, every visitor that is attending Breakout Radio Church today, that they will be faithful with their assignments and they will not quit. They will continue to go on and go forward. And I bless them right now. And I pray, Lord, that those people that are not finding purpose in life will begin to spend time with you, begin to hear your voice, and begin to get a word from God, begin to have a vision, and speak that vision so that they will attract other people to help them with their God assignments, so that one assignment can follow on the heels of another assignment, and each completed assignment will build faith, and faith will grow, and they will live a fruitful life. And they will become strong finishers so that when death calls, they will know that they have done the will, plan, and purpose of God. So why don't you just say, Lord, your will be done in my life. And I'm going to be faithful. It may be hard what you're doing right now, difficult, but God is with you and he is encouraging you today. And if you don't know the Lord, if you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, I'd like to give you an opportunity to accept Christ. The Bible said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so would you repeat this prayer after me? Lord Jesus, go ahead and say it. Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you died on the cross for my sins. I believe you arose on the third day. And I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart and forgive me of my sins. I accept you as my Lord and Savior, and with your strength and help, I'll live for you and serve you all the days of my life. And if you have accepted Jesus as your Savior, you find a local church to attend, a pastor who will watch for you and care for your soul. If you'd like to be a member of Breakout Radio Church, all you have to do is go to breakoutradiochurch.com. There's a membership link there. You fill that out, and You will be on my list. I'll be praying for you. I'll be encouraging you. And you'll be a part of a worldwide church. You can also, there's also a membership link by going to bpnradio.com. And if you'd like to be a member of our church, you can join today. We're so very, very thankful and grateful. We want to bless you. Gina's going to come back. And we want to speak a blessing upon our congregation. What do we have? About 2 minutes to go. So we're going to
close.
Yeah, we're going to bless some people right now who are members. We're going to just speak a blessing over a few of our members right now. Melinda, we bless you in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Pauline in Las Vegas, Nevada. And Pastor Jim in Guymon, Oklahoma. We bless you. Lester in Waco, Texas. We bless you, Christine in West Palm Beach, Florida. We bless you, Shelley in Sugarland, Texas. And we bless you, Glenn and Ellen, Edmond, Oklahoma. Wow. I love to bless people. I bless Ian and Allison Kieber. We're part of our team here. We bless you, Jim and Marie and Hannah, as you've moved to California, your new location. We bless you right now as you start a new job. We bless you and Matthew and Tammy as you travel today. We bless you, Andy, from Port Vincent, Louisiana. And we bless you, Deborah and Mark from Seneca, South Carolina. And I think we're about to run out of time here, aren't we?
We're getting close.
So, Gene and I love y'all.
Yes, we do. We love you very much. So thankful for all of you.
Thankful to be your pastors.
Yes, we are.
Y'all have a wonderful day. Y'all have a wonderful day. God bless you. Tell somebody at Breakout Radio Church.
Yes, we love you.
We love you. Yes, we do.